It's time for Miracle Focus Point, where we serve Christ by serving others. Here's Shelby.
Thanks for tuning in to Miracle 89.1, your local Christian radio station. This is Miracle Focus Point, where we highlight the wonderful nonprofits in our area. Today, we're talking with Quentin Light and Rowdy Vasquez of Eagle Creek Recovery Center. How are you guys today?
Good. Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank y'all for coming in and telling us more about Eagle Creek. Quentin, let's start with you. How'd you get to Eagle Creek?
I got to Eagle Creek as April of 2016. I had moved up here about a year before that, and I got in touch with our church, and they had the Eagle Creek Addiction Center, obviously. And Pastor Mike Back, who was over it at the time, came to me and said, hey, I'd like for you to come out on a Saturday and speak to the guys. And I did one Saturday, and then it continued to another Saturday, and then every Saturday I was out there. And then one day the admissions director was leaving. God called him to another job, and Mike called me in, and he goes, I'd like to get you full-time out there if that would be okay. I was like, yeah, let me pray on it, and that's where God had me.
Awesome. So what's your role at Eagle Creek?
Director, I do a lot of fundraising, class organization. I do a lot of speaking engagements on Eagle Creek at other churches and other facilities. Teach class. We set up community work projects. We go out to the community and we help the elderly, and we get to help around the church, and whoever needs help, that's what we do.
Oh, wow. Yes, so ma'am. So the guys that come, they're really involved with
the
community.
They're really involved
too.
With the community. That's what we do. We get them back into the community to teach them that we have taken so much that it's time to give back.
Wow.
And that's what we teach.
That's so good. Well, Rowdy, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get to Eagle Creek, and what do you do now there?
Well, I've been there for about 2 years. I got there on June 13th of 2017. I actually heard about Eagle Creek through some family members, one of them that was actually doing pretty good, and I was in a program with him in Texarkana. It was just a 28-day one. I left early. He stayed through, and we found out about Eagle Creek through somebody then his family and friends. And so he got through and went through the program and was doing like going a long stretch. So the family knew something had to work. So when my family wanted to reach out for a place, they found out about Eagle Creek and was like, this got to do something. You know, it's got to be of some benefit. So they sent me there. I've been there for 2 years, never regret it. And, you know, I'm working there as an overseer now, as on over operations. My main thing is to pour into the guys more. You know, I teach a class, you know, if need be. You know, we kind of do a lot of making sure everything's run as far as schedule-wise. Guys are up, guys are there. I drive them there, make sure they're on church services, they're there on work projects, just be with them. You know, main thing is we try to just love God and love people.
Well, Rowdy, as somebody who's been through Eagle Creek, what is your favorite part to be a part of now that's helping a lot of these men?
Well, my favorite part is, you know, somebody coming from addiction knows the depth in which you come from. And so when you see people that are literally lucky to be alive, the miracle that they walk into the doors with, that miracle knowing that I'm only alive by the grace of God. And then you see him get radically transformed by God. That is my favorite thing to watch. People turn from darkness into light, and just you are able to see it. And not so much as far as just the tone of their voice or by their actions, but you can see a new light in their eyes. And that's my favorite part about it. It makes everything, you know, worth it to me when you see somebody who just really just wants God. That's it.
Awesome. Take us through some of the classes that you guys have at Eagle Creek.
All right. Some of the classes that we teach, well, we give the whole rundown. Dr. Bruce Ewing, who is just a phenomenal pastor, and he's just been around. He's an ex-military, retired military colonel, and he teaches class on anger management, one-on-one communication. He teaches class on dealing with yourself. He teaches a lot of learning to be vertical and then horizontal with God. We teach freedom from addiction. 10 steps, biblical 12 steps we teach, and a lot of pastors will come in and spend an hour or two and give a message to the guys about life and any specific topic that they speak on or the guys want to hear about, and that's what they speak on.
Oh, wow. So it's really personalized for these guys.
Very personalized.
Awesome. Can you give our listeners a little more background about maybe how Eagle Creek started?
Eagle Creek started 24 and a half years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's a funny story. Mike Back, back in the day, was with Pastor Danny Duron, and Mike's heart was to reach addicts and alcoholics and have a place for them, and he would want to just teach them how to live a different lifestyle. one day while they were sitting out in the field, I think it was on the football field, Pastor Denny walked up to Mike Beck and threw him a set of keys and said, go start your rehab center. And somebody had donated an old church from Karnak, Texas to Pastor Denny, and Pastor Denny gave the keys to Mike. And Pastor Mike and his wife lived out there on site. And their first resident was the brother that dealt with alcoholism, and he's still strong today.
Wow, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Can you kind of give our listeners also an idea of the process of how somebody can get in touch with you guys, or the whole process of somebody struggling with addiction to contacting you guys?
This is what we do. We have the admissions phone number is 318-220-7002. And right now the admissions director is Brian Yates. A lot of people will turn the phone number over to individuals or family members and they'll call. Mm-hmm. And he answers the phone and they'll start talking about what is Eagle Creek and what can you offer my son. And he gets to lay out the whole spiel of what Eagle Creek's about, who we are, what we've done in the past, and what we want to lead the kid to. Mm-hmm. And they talk over for about an hour of the admission process, of the funding. How is my son going to be able to talk to us? How is he going to be able to see us on the weekends? Is there a possibility I get to talk to him on the phone? Mm-hmm. All this other stuff that gets laid out in an hour-long process of how they discuss this and how the process is worked out while they're there.
So is this a recovery center that people that come through?
It's optional. It's okay. Court-appointed. A lot of probation officers bring them to us. And we take everybody.
Right.
It's everybody in any situation.
Okay. So, in your opinion, what is something unique about Eagle Creek?
You know, I was in the military for 7 years in the camaraderie, and I see that with the guys at Eagle Creek. We have a diverse group of different nationalities and different cultural upbringings, and when they get there, of course, you're always going to, well, man, I'm the only one here like this. I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then they find out that everybody's there to be on the same page, and they learn from each other, and you see them. We were just talking about it on the way over here. The group, when they group up, it's a group of men that are there to help each other.
Uh-huh.
And the camaraderie is a big part of what I like to see out there.
Quentin, what is something that you just really enjoy about Eagle Creek?
Whoa, my gosh, many. But the biggest experience that I really love about Eagle Creek, I think Rowdy touched on it earlier, is when somebody walks in and you see them just no hope in their eyes and just, is this the rest of my life? And I don't want to be here. And the family's crying. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and then day 90, you see them loving their family, their kids are around, the light in their eyes are glowing, you can just feel Jesus Christ when every time they open their mouth. We get to see day one, and then we get to see day 90. Mm-hmm. We see the transformation that God has over everybody when they fully submit, and that's the biggest experience, the biggest love I have out there, is watching these guys go from, I have nothing, to, wow, with God, anything can happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the most important thing you think you've learned? And maybe even give us a story of somebody at Eagle Creek that has really been impacted by it.
Pastor John Skipworth, he came through Eagle Creek several years ago. He had just, in the past 7 months, got his church up in Minnesota, about 3,000 congregation members. Mm. And he is everywhere right now. He is one of the most biggest impact individuals that I've ever talked to come out of Eagle Creek. And just his word, he was sat in prison for years. Actually, the prison sad to see him leave, because he had the peaceful prison area. The cells were peaceful where he was, because he was just leading people to the Lord and teaching them. An important part that Pastor John would talk about, and that what we all see about Eagle Creek, two words, love and forgiveness. You learn to love yourself, therefore you learn to forgive yourself. Therefore you can love and forgive others, which that goes hand in hand. And Jesus spoke on that so many times. And when they learn that, anything is possible.
I love it. If money was no object for you guys, what would help your organization?
Vans.
Okay. Is there opportunities for people to donate
things like that? There is opportunities to donate. We can get in touch with Susan Smith.
Okay.
And her phone number would also be through the same one, 318-220-7002. So we could always get through the admissions line through her, through that number. We're always looking to help for vans or gas cards, because we get these guys to church back and forth, and then we also got to get them to work projects. Some lady calls up and says, we need some help in my yard.
Okay.
We'll go cut the grass. We will go do flower beds.
Okay.
Yeah, we get out into the yard.
Just a variety of stuff.
Just a variety of situations. We've got a lot of handy men. Mm-hmm. And I always tell these guys, God has blessed everybody with talents and gifts. And the guys that come through Creek are some of the smartest men I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got people that come through that I'll go fix an AC and just that's been broken for decades. Or I'll do this, I can do that. And we've got men just willing to just go out and do this for the public.
Wow.
And that would help out a lot.
Right. And now does this give them some sense of normalcy? I mean, does that community help them a lot?
You know, that it helps them so much that they even get job offers.
Oh, wow.
That they get, they're like, hey, we loved Rowdy so much. Can we just go ahead and offer him a job? Yes, by all means. They learn to be around so many times we've had been at jobs. Mm-hmm. And we've been either high, drunk, just on drugs, and we don't understand what we're doing. So our lifestyle was being high at work. So now we get to be around people that are sober, and they get to see the, you can have fun. You don't have to be on drugs, and you get to see the livelihood from being around somebody sober and working with them.
Well, what's on the horizon for Eagle Creek?
We have got many, many irons in the fire right now. We've lived off donations. We've lived off people paying. We've never taken any kind of grants or funding from anywhere. And the irons that we have in the fire now, we're trying to reach more of the community, and we've met with the mayor. And he's got us plugged into more, wants to get us more plugged into the community where we could reach people on a one-on-one basis outside the rehab. So we can be called upon as a resource for everybody around the city of Shreveport, Bossier, the Arklatex.
Quentin, is there any statistics that you can give us about the people in Eagle Creek?
Yes, there is. Actually, for the past 24 years, we've helped an average of a little over 1,500 people.
Oh, wow.
1,500 men have come through the center. And if you want to sit there and think about it, 1,500 men consists of a mom and a dad, which is 3,000. So therefore, you've got two grandparents on each side. There's another 12,000. So we always go out into the limb and say, we've helped 1,500 men. But when you break it down, you've helped families, 3,000, 12,000. Not even talking about the wives and the kids and the nephews and the nieces. So helping one, you're helping a whole group, a whole family, and bringing unity to everybody.
So does Eagle Creek have any events coming up?
Coming up, we do have one. It is our big fundraiser dinner that we have. It's going to be September 24th, and it's going to be at Shreveport Community Church. We will have that up on our website here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have more information to put out, and we'll send them into the radio station, too, that could be announced.
Well, what three words would you use to describe Eagle Creek?
Three words that I would use to describe Eagle Creek is faith, hope, and love. You can go places with faith. Things can happen with hope. Things will happen with love. And you put those three words and combine them into one, everything is for God. And God will take those three and unite it as one, and the three virtues will be so powerful. And when you think of Eagle Creek, I want you to think of hope, faith, and love, because those three words will unite a kingdom that take over, because that's what it is. It's a kingdom we're after, right?
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and telling us about Eagle Creek. We love what you guys are doing, and we just hope great things for you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, and the best is yet to come, right?
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Miracle Focus Point, where we serve Christ by serving others. Please tune in again tomorrow for Miracle Focus Point.